yo, lesson here, baby. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Michael K. Williams, best known for his role as Omar Little in the HBO drama The Wire, has died at the age of 54. He was found yesterday in his apartment in Brooklyn. Williams began his career as a dancer and got his break as an actor after the late rapper Tupac Shakur helped him land a role in the 1996 film Bullet. He was famous for his ability to lend humanity to complicated characters on shows including Boardwalk Empire and Lovecraft Country. And culturally, he became a voice of a generation, speaking candidly about his own battles with drug addiction. I caught up today with Michael's dear friend, Wendell Pierce, who played Detective Buck Morlin on The Wire. You posted this moving clip on Twitter of you on a red carpet some years ago talking about Michael's brilliance. You said, "Michael is one of the greatest American actors of our time. He has given flesh and voice to characters most wouldn't even consider." Wendell, those are powerful words, and they're true.
They're absolutely true. I actually wrote a tribute to Michael first. I didn't discover until today that clip from a couple of years ago, and it mirrored exactly what I had said. Michael was one of those rare talents that you get to see ever so often, who has the ability to tap into our humanity so authentically that you see it and you recognize in him something that speaks to all of us. And then it gives us insight to our journey and our own humanity. Then he did it in characters that we normally, in our social mores, don't give the benefit of the doubt of that humanity to. He lifted up their humanity. You never pass a corner boy in Baltimore again and not understand the depth of their humanity and their being. He did that, and that's what Michael was.
Wendell, let's hear a little bit of what you're talking about here. He played these characters who lived and operated in these immoral places, the corruption and drug trade in Baltimore or the gambling wasteland of Atlantic City. Omar Little was the character that he played on The Wire. And Omar had a code. He had morals in some sense. Let's listen to a scene from the first season of The Wire. You're taking a statement from him.
So you're my eyeball witness, huh? To what you step up on this?
Bird trifling, basically. Kill an everyday working man and all. I mean, don't get it twisted. I do some dirt, too, but I ain't never put my gun on nobody who wasn't in the game.
A man must have a code.
That phrase, a man...
must have a code.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine anyone but Michael playing that role.
Those moments that we had, those scenes, were indelibly marked on my soul. There were moments in time that we recorded for a television show, but also it was just a moment between two friends plying their craft and being playful with it, even though the characters themselves were antagonistic to each other. That was the great thing about working with Michael. And then when we wanted to make a point, like the scene we had about Black men and their relationships to their community, the love that they have for their community, he decided to show that love in the way that Omar did, trying to get rid of what he considered the bad element of the neighborhood. And Bunk, who became a policeman because he wanted to get rid of that element too. We may make mistakes, your way, my way, whatever, but let's fire this up so we can show people how much we love our communities.
Wendell, is there a part of what you wrote to him when you sat down to write that you'd be willing to share with us?
Yeah. There's two things. The depth of my love for this brother can only be matched by the depth of my pain, learning of his loss. An immensely talented man with the ability to give voice to the human condition, portraying lives of those who humanity is seldom elevated until he sings their truth. And the last thing I wanted to share is a quote by Arthur Miller about actors. There's a certain immortality involved in theater, not created by monuments and books, but through the knowledge an actor keeps to his dying day, that on certain afternoons, in an empty and dusty theater, he casts the shadow of a being that was not himself, but the distillation of all that he had ever observed, all the unsingable heart song the ordinary man may feel but never utter, he gave voice to, and by that somehow joins the ages. And yesterday Michael joined the ages. Farewell, my friend. Love, Wendell.
Wendell, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Wendell Pierce, who played Detective Bunk Moreland on The Wire, remembering his fellow castmate and dear friend, Michael K. Williams.
Thank you, really. Thank you. Thank you for honoring him.